has brought with you. All will be clearer, loved ones be dearer, in heaven where all will be made new. No tears, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow.
After this, Edward will lead us in our devotions.
Good evening, everybody. For a few inspirational and very brief thoughts, let's turn to Luke 9, 23 through 26. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake will save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gains the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. When you think of Christ, what are your first thoughts? Do you think of him as a bold leader from ancient times, the one who died on the cross for you, as a sagacious, somewhat mystical person that has promised to help us whenever life is hard or when a big decision needs to be made? These are some of the views I held subconsciously for years. Although all of these are true, none of them are complete. Jesus has said that we will be the ones to fulfill his work on earth. The awesome responsibility of this is amazing. Think of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, the Son of God, the most selfless man to walk this earth, whose whole life, goal, ministry was spent to fulfill his Father's work, and he's asking us to do the same for him. If we are even slightly honest with ourselves, we will realize the utter incomprehensible hopelessness of the situation. We are complete, absolute monsters without him. We lie, we lust, we fight with the ones we say we love, yet this man, this perfect example of perfectness, has trusted us to complete his will and to glorify him. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Except ye abide in me, he that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Christ doesn't want to be a person that helps us when things go wrong. He wants to live in us. He wants to have all of us, our jobs, our family, our friendships, our love life, our thoughts, our actions, and us. He wants to be us. Will we complain about getting up at 4:30 to Easter Carol or to give to that homeless man if we are truly given over to him? Let's surrender everything to him and sing it out for the one who has done so much for us tonight.
Thank you, Edward, for that. Song to go with that, I'd like to sing song number 301. Or this was the song that I thought of when he was talking. Jesus is mine. I know I've said this before, but I really love this. Church hymnal 301. Verse 3 of this verse says, all that my soul has tried left but a dismal void. Jesus has satisfied. Jesus is mine. Praise the Lord for that. After this song, we'll have the children come up, and Melissa will lead them in a few songs. Song number 301.
Jesus is mine. He.
Thank you very much for that. I really enjoy watching my younger friends and the future colleagues singing like that. Let's turn to song number 453 in the Christian hymnal.
Save your divine.
And now my grandpa will share several words on a favorite song.
Before coming this evening, I was tempted to think, or probably I did think of, and maybe you did too, just how nice it would be just to stay at home. But after you're here, it seems like it really is a blessing to be here and a joy. I'd like to say just a few things about a few authors in our psalm books and to stimulate your thinking a little more about the value of just scanning that little heading above the songs that you sing and to more or less, in a sense, develop a relationship with your psalm book that is a little bit like the scripture. For example, if Edward would have gotten up here this evening and just read from the scripture and wouldn't bother saying where it's found, what difference would it really make? It's all the Word of God, isn't it? Yet we find that there's a certain interest and value in thinking of the author of whichever book we're reading, even in the Bible, whether it's Isaiah or Paul or James or whoever it may be. I find the same thing is a little bit true in our songs that we sing. For example, when we sang Send the Light tonight, I just noticed that the person that wrote both the words and the music was Charles Gabriel. Charles Gabriel writes some interesting songs that we love, one of them being one that we call the Star Song. From lands of the east we have traveled afar. Hardly ever heard it. I don't know if I've ever heard it sung outside of a Mennonite circles for some reason, but way back when I was very young, I don't know how old I was even, 8, 9, 10. Somewhere in there I began to hear this song. And since it's been a well-loved song ever since for me. Now, my brother Will once gave me this information that Charles Gabriel and Samuel Clemens, or Mark Twain, as he's known sometimes, were actually friends and enjoyed visiting together. To me, that's that little aside is of interest. And some time ago, I spoke to you about Fanny Crosby, and I noticed some of her defects there with you, such as some of her doctrinal unsoundness and so on. But think of the fact that this lady had a goal to win 1 million souls for Christ. Now, I'm not asking any of us to raise our hands, but I wonder if any of us for 2014 have established a goal of even winning 1 soul for Christ. Think of someone that has a goal of winning 1 million people. And the songs poured out of her, the poems and so on that were set to music, and I may think she may have written some where she wrote the music as well. And so, actually, we find that often almost every song has a story, if we only knew it. I'm thinking of a song tonight in our church hymnal. And this song, as we've sung it different times, I thought, there's got to be a story behind that song. And there actually is. There's a somewhat of a love story behind that song, a bittersweet one. This young man, as I remember, I think his name is Matthew Bridges. I'm not going to tell you this song at the moment, or maybe you'll guess it. Maybe you know this story. Well, it wasn't Matthew Bridges, George Mathewson. George Mathewson was a young man studying for the ministry, and he was also engaged to be married. But a problem ensued in his life, and that was he was losing his sight. And I think this is an example to me of what we call selfish honesty. His fiancée decided that she couldn't really handle this, the thought of what all might be involved with marrying a blind man, and so she broke their engagement. Well, this was quite a blow to him, but he had a couple of sisters that were pretty good allies, and they chipped in with him. He kept on going to school, and I thought this was quite a bit of commitment. His sisters, says, joined ranks beside him, learning Greek and Hebrew to assist him in his studies. He never married. Sometime later, one of his sisters told him that she is engaged to be married. And after that, he wrote this song. I wonder if any of you know what song this is. All right? O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, 434. So let's sing that one tonight. That's just one example of the stories behind the song, and perhaps it'll pique your interest. Just scan those titles, and what's interesting is that you may find them repeated. And just like a good book, if you find one written by an author, you may find another one by the same author, and it kind of gives you a heads up that it may be another good one. It isn't always. O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe. One other thing to watch here, there's a dotted note just very close to the end for you sopranos. And just this little part of musical thing here, when you see a dotted note, rather than underdo it, overdo it just a little. Make sure you hold it just long enough that you hear the rest of these other three parts move ahead. Whatever perspective this author had in doing that, it's in there for a reason, and it helps it more beautiful. So hold it long enough that we hear the alto and tenor and bass should all move ahead of you sopranos before you finish those last two notes. Try this again here. Oh, 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 love that will not let me go.
Oh, Christ.
Thank you so much for that, James. That was very informative, very interesting, and valuable. I see we have a fair amount of time yet. I would like to invite all the men that care to come up here and sing a couple songs. So, all the men, there's not that many people here tonight, so I think it's going to take all of you. Bring your church hymnals. I'd like to sing a song, Down at the Cross Where My Savior Died. Good old gospel favorite here.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to so sweetly abides with him there at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name. There to my heart was the
glory to his name. On this one, I like first some macro. And for the baritone, sing the melody. And second tenor, sing the tenor. James, would you like to join us? Sing 1, 3, and 5. Very relaxed. Not too fast.
Does anyone have a selection from either hymnal? 435 in the church hymnal.
Thank you.
on the last verse of this song, the chorus can come up. I'm not totally sure how this thing starts out, so I'm going to need lots of powerful help.
Good evening. I'm going to share three songs with you, but first, that last song struck me. You know, in the light of the message this morning, what kind of a commitment did we make? The person that wrote that song we just sang about, "I will be true to thee, though it will cost me, may cost me, friends and home, I will still be true." You know, it's easy enough for me, anyway, to sing this from the comfort of a nice, warm church house. But what if it really did? And, you know, for some people, like what Brother Steve was describing this morning in the message, it does cost them. And it has, we know that. And yet, for me, it's easy enough to sing about it. It's one thing, what if it happened? What would my commitment be like then? That was just challenging to me. First song, "Lord, Prepare Me to Be a Sanctuary," and then "Missionary," very familiar song, yet quite a commitment. The second song, "'Tis Marvelous and Wonderful," "The Savior has come in his mighty power." You'll recognize the song, and I remember the first time I heard it was, and I'm sure many of you will remember, Flight, the Antrim's recording of, it's called Flight Final. I remember when that first came out, and I can still, it was not long after my dad's accident, not too many years after that, and I still see my mom standing at the sink when we listened to that tape and some of these songs that were sung. I'll never forget that and how it affected her. And then the third song is "Lord, Help Us Live in Peace." It's a song, a prayer to see things from the other person's point of view, not just our own, and to accept each other. And I just want to leave that as a challenge also.
The Savior has come in his mighty power and spoken peace to my soul. And all of my life from that very hour I yield it to his control. I yield it to his control. Wonderful,
it is wonderful,
it is marvelous and wonderful. What Jesus has done for his soul, for my soul, the heavens never been told.
It is wonderful,
it is marvelous and wonderful. What Jesus has done for this soul of mine, the heavens never been told. My Lord can be so inexpressibly sweet. Oh, what would it be when he
His face we see, when round the bright throne we meet, when round the bright throne we meet. Oh,
it is
wonderful,
it is
marvelous and wonderful, what Jesus has done for us all.
Never been told, it is wonderful.
and we will turn the rest of the time over to the minister.
Certainly appreciate being able to be here this evening. Hopefully by next Sunday there will be all kinds of ministers around here. I'll just set back over there. I appreciated those songs this evening. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, to be a missionary. We were talking today where we were having dinner of what great potential there is of all these little children that usually are up here for children's class. Wonder what they'll be doing, what, 20, 15 years from now. Wonder what they'll be doing. I remember some fellows back there, it seemed like just a few years ago, were my students, and now they're taking charge up here. But that's wonderful if God can prepare us to be one of His missionaries, to be His sanctuary that He can come and dwell in. We just need to pray for one another. It is wonderful what Jesus has done for this soul of mine. That's really personal. Each one of the young people, there's nothing more important than to just get in the center of God's will and stay there. There is not a more comfortable place to be. I know one thing, there's, if you're not there, it's uncomfortable, because I've been there. I remember when I sort of threw up my hands and said, I'm not a Christian, I'm not going to profess. I remember that time back when I was in my late teens, I think it was. And I'm not going to profess something that I'm not. And I meant to tell you, it seemed like everything went wrong. It seemed like the hand of the Lord was heavy upon me, that I was living wrong, and I knew it. I didn't do a lot of things, except maybe have some real feelings down here towards certain people. But it was not a pleasant place to be. And I just want to stay as close to the Lord as I can. Help us live in unity. And that's the unity of the Holy Spirit. Unity of the Holy Spirit. The closer we draw to Jesus, the closer each one of us are going to draw to each other as Christians. We'll be like one big family that is just simply pulled together into the body of Christ. And Christ is the head, and each one of us fitting in our certain place in His precious body. I'd like to challenge you on something else. In these nice winter days is a good time in the evening to get you a good book and curl up beside a warm fire. I shouldn't say this probably, but get you a glass of Dr. Pepper. No. But anyway, use the time to get you a good book and enjoy it to the fullest. When I get done here, I've got a book laying right there that I can't wait to get into and read some more about. And my wife picked it up back there somewhere. She said in the, I don't know, it was a nursery or something, that the women have some books laying back there. And this one is about a woman that was a missionary down in New Guinea when the Japanese came in World War II. And if you think we're having it hard, sometimes I think I'm having it hard. And I read that book, I don't think I'm having it hard anymore. That poor lady just got married and was separated from her husband, I think for, I'm not sure how many, 8 years maybe. And she found out that he had died by horrible disease, whatever he had. And she lost all of her things, all the things they'd got for wedding presents, all of those things gone. But I'm not even halfway through the book, so I can't tell you the rest of the story. So maybe you'll get excited and want to read the book too. Well, we've got a lot to be thankful for. In prayer meeting, Brother David is in charge of prayer meeting. We had course practice last Wednesday. So as far as I know, we should be having prayer meeting this Wednesday, unless somebody else knows something I don't know. Okay, let's just plan on having prayer meeting, and when the other ministers get back, then they can take charge. Is there anything we need to remember this evening? Okay. And I forgot to put this little card, a thank you note from Floyd Yoder's, and that's quite a while back. But it was such a nice card, and it has their family on there and everything. I'm going to put it back there on the bulletin board for a little while, and then when you get done looking at it, I'm going to take it home and keep it. All right, let's stand for prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, this evening we thank Thee again for the privilege we have of serving Thee. We thank Thee, Lord, for Jesus that was willing to bleed and to die and to give Himself entirely for each one of us. And we're thankful tonight that He's at the right hand of the Heavenly Father interceding for us. And Father, when we go through trials and tribulations and the devil would do his best to destroy us spiritually, we know that Thou art interceding for us at the right hand of Thy Father. We just pray that Thou would be with each one of us this evening. Bless us as we go to our different homes and help us, Lord, that we might sense Thy presence near us all evening. In our fellowship, we pray that it might be around the things of God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.